and welcome to the Centre Parts Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. My name is Jared Gardner, and as always, joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. And we are up to round five in our Fantasy Netball Draft. If you haven't listened to rounds 1 to 4, do go listen to those before you listen to this one. Episode one, or round one, has a bit of an explanation of how this is going to go and how this is structured. And we also picked our centres. We've also all completed our mid-courts, as well as picking a goal shooter. So 4 picks in, we're all pretty happy with the teams we've got so far. But today we are completing our attacking ends with our goal attacks. And I'm picking first for this one. And it's come down to 2 players for me. And in the end, it's been a pretty easy decision. I've been tossing up between 2, but there was one that's been a complete standout, and I don't know if it's the one that, I don't know if you two will believe it's an easy decision, but I'm going to go with Hallam Housby.
I'm glad that was your decision.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm glad it's my decision too. I love Hallam Housby, and I think she is one of, if not the premier goal attack in the world right now. And I know it's a pretty talented position across the Super Netball competition and across international netball, but Hallam Housby is one that stands up for me. Is just accurate on goal, but also what I think she adds to the team is she's a really good defensive presence in that attacking third. She puts on pressure right till the very last second, right till the opposing team have got the ball past midcourt. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with my pick. Pair her with Neil Fowler in the goal circle, and I'm pretty happy with how that looks. With the second pick, Sophie, who are you taking?
Ooh, this has put me in a difficult position. So before recording, Jared and I knew we had pick 1 and 2, and we kind of assumed that we had the same 2 picks, but we actually don't, and that's put me in a difficult position because I've got 2 players who would work really well with Maya Wilson. Who could also work really well with Maddie Brown. And I don't know which one to go for. I feel like either one of them could be the pick that Taylor would potentially turn to. And as we know from listening to other episodes, I've stolen quite a few picks from out from under her nose. I reckon based on recent form and this year, I'm going to have to go with Emilia Ann Ekenazio. And Taylor's got her head in her hands. But again, it's that connection, number one, with Maya Wilson, and also her accuracy, her volume, her ability to share the load, her ability to take on the load, her leadership. I think Ekenazio is a really excellent player, and I think she's very well deserving of my starting goal attack position. But now I'm really, really interested to see what Taylor does for goal attack.
Yeah, well, Ekenazio wasn't actually the other player I was tossing up
really?
Between. I said I had 2. So I think I know who Taylor's going to pick.
I think I know who Taylor's going to pick, yeah.
Taylor, you got pick number 3. Who are you taking?
Absolute stitch up here, Sophie, but that is fine because I've decided to go with Gretel Boetta anyway.
Shocker.
So Emilian Ekenazio was clearly my number one because I thought that her movement and style would really complement the likes of Kara Konen. However, it is hard to go past someone like Boetta, who's just a star in her own right. And clearly, I think that the way that she plays the game, clearly we weren't able to see her this year, given she announced her pregnancy and didn't take the court. But we just know that X factor that she brings. She's so dynamic, and that height, her movement. She is a constant threat under the post. And we've actually seen her, or at least last year, we saw her really increase that accuracy and volume, which I think is just a testament to her overall netball nous and skill to kind of just stand up to the plate and deliver.
So 5 picks in, and we've got all of our attacking ends are completed. Taylor, I'll go with you first. A shooting circle of Kara Konen and Gretel Boetta. It's pretty exciting. It's a moving circle, which I know you love. How do you think those two are going to work together and work with the midcourt that you've selected?
I'm excited, but I'm also a little bit concerned given that the two of them are quite tall players, if that makes sense. If I had been able to have done it the way I was hoping for, then I may have changed, then I would have been able to have had Ekenazio and the movement would have been a little bit more cohesive. However, in saying that, I do think versatility is a real key there, and we have seen that Boueta and Konan can actually both play the opposite role. So Boueta can slot back into that goal shooter position and become that holding tall shooter and really use that physicality to her full advantage. And we have seen that Konan has been able to move out to goal attack and get on the move and really create some good attacking plays. So I think that that element will be really good. And clearly the extra height is a benefit, as the midcourt is quite short, sharp. It's nothing highfalutin or really not dynamic, but really maybe flair. Like it's just raw strength, I think. That would probably be the way that I kind of categorize my midcourts, that gut running, get in, get out type of style. So I think the connection between Liz Watson and Gretel Boueta, we've clearly seen that on the international stage, and that's a really strong and tried and tested connection that works wonders. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I mean, you think of someone like Gretel Boueta as well. She almost plays as a smaller player than she is. So that could actually work to your advantage as well, because obviously she can step back to be that holding goaler, but she does her best work when she's almost playing like a player who's a lot shorter than herself, obviously playing in the goal attack position as a taller player. So I think that will actually be a really, really interesting combination there.
And the thing is, we could actually see that in the years to come. Yes, now true. That, for example, Konan has been elevated or at least listed as a potential Diamonds player, even though there is no international season this year. But if the return of Boueta after she gives birth and she comes back to netball, then that is actually a combination we could potentially see. So it could be very interesting to, for it to actually play out on court.
And Sophie, you've gone with a connection of Silver Ferns, Emilia-Ann Ekenasio and Maya Wilson. That is a pretty scary attacking circle to come up against. Must be pretty happy with what you've got.
Yeah, 100%. It's quite funny looking at my court so far. I've only got the one Aussie player, and she's not part of the Diamonds anymore, and she's not playing in Australia anymore. So it's a very different court to what I was kind of expecting of myself. I mean, I've got three columns of players, and all the players in my pick one column are kind of Aussies, bar maybe Guthrie and Kumwenda, who I didn't end up picking, obviously. So it's actually very interesting to look at. I'm really, really interested in the connection between Wilson and Ekenazio. Like I said before, I don't think you can go past that dominance there. My alternative goal attack was going to be Gretel Boueta. And again, I probably would have come into the same situation that Taylor's kind of thinking of, like, oh, I don't know, will they be able to work together because they're both that same kind of build, but also both Gretel Boueta and Maya Wilson come from a basketball background. Regardless, I didn't pick Gretel anyway. So
it's almost like we swapped bodies and teams, because your team is like Silver Ferns and that would have been my team had you not picked it. And then you could have had all of my Aussies. It's very weird. It's like very Freaky strange. Friday.
Yeah, but I'm really, really excited to see how someone like Maddie Brown could work with Ekenazio. Obviously, like I kind of said before, Ekenazio can be a really... versatile option in that she kind of like a lot of the players that I've got can step to the forefront and control the play, or she can stand back and let everything move around her, which I think would be really, really interesting. Her and Wilson, the two of them can share the goals, or one of them can take the heavyweight. And just Maddie and Guthers able to just split the ball right into the circle, find either of them, can both be more ground level and more aerial. I think I've got a pretty solid lineup so far, so I'm quite happy with it. How about you, Jared?
Yeah, I'm more than happy with what I've got. I was tossing up between Housby and Gretel Boueta. It really wouldn't have mattered which one I'd picked. Helen Housby was the one in the end, just because I'm a massive fan of hers. And as I said earlier, I think her defensive capabilities as well as her shooting prowess just will do a great job. It's it's hard because I almost don't need a goal attack who's going to put up 30 shots a game or whatever it is when I've got Janiel Fowler under the post. So Housby is one that has the ability to do that if called upon. And I think what it allows for my team, theoretically, if this was a real game and these players were taking the court together, whoever was defending couldn't double back and double team Janiel Fowler, you'd really have to pay a lot of respect to Hallen Housby. And I think, that would play into Janiel Fowler's hands going one-on-one with anyone. So I'm happy with what I've got so far, and I think they'll work well with the midcourt I've got. Some of the other players that they were kind of tossing up between picking for our goal attack position, there's still a lot of talent left. Steph Woods, one that could have been picked. And there was another one I was looking at. Kira Austin was one. Taylor, you've got a young shooter in Kara Konan. I thought there was an opportunity for Kira Austin to get a gig there. Was there anyone else that either of you were leaning towards or had a bit of a think about?
I had Tapia Selby-Rickett on my radar. I thought that she could be a good inclusion. However, my only concern was if you were saying, Jared, if this team was to really take the court, sometimes Selby-Rickett can fade in and out of games and can't really afford that to happen with such a young shooter in Konan at the post. However, the two of them are quite versatile, so alternatively could have switched Selby-Rickett into goal shooter had that been the case. But Selby-Rickett was definitely someone on my mind because I think that the way she approaches the game is very similar to Boetta in the sense that she kind of acts as that supplementary shooter at times, can take the hard drive or can, you know, really stand up under pressure and command the ball, but she can also play that really good feeding role and set up those attacking plays as we kind of saw throughout the ANZ Premiership season and as we've seen when she takes the court for the Silver Ferns. Otherwise, Housby was a smoky for me. So clearly you chose her, but she was a bit of a smoky outside chance for me. But yeah, it was either between Ekenazio and Boetta. Sophie, who did you have?
Yeah, so I had a few. Housby, she just wasn't even on my radar. I genuinely didn't even think of her name until Jared said it, which obviously you can hear that I was surprised when he picked Housby. I don't even know why she didn't cross my mind, but I had Kira Austin as an alternative. It was kind of her inaccuracy this season in particular, going for the super shot. That was what kind of turned me over to the current New Zealand captain in Ekenazio. But I also had Joe Harton, obviously can be a super versatile option, a great defensive option too. And I also had Sophie Drakeford-Lewis from the UK as well. I think she plays for Team Bath at the moment and is new to the Roses camp. And she is a really solid goal attack option, but she's more of a playmaker, and I don't need a playmaker with someone like Maddie Brown and Serena Guthrie out the front. So I think I've gone pretty well getting Ekenazio there, and I'm pretty happy with my choices. But there are quite a lot of like premier goal attacks out there who can kind of either hold their ground or follow the lead of the others. So I think we've all kind of made pretty solid choices there.
Yeah, definitely, and there'll still be some great talent available for us to pick on the bench if we do choose to go a bit attacking. That is it for round 5 of the Fantasy Netball Draft. Do go follow us on Twitter at CentrePassPod and let us know what you think of the picks. Maybe you think I should have picked Gretel Boetta first or whatever. I think there'll be a bit of debate about that, me picking Housby number one. But just let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of the teams as a whole so far. And do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews. And we'll speak to you on Monday.